Well, hello, gentlemen. Now, I'd just like to take the opportunity to talk about femons in the construction industry. Now, I was in the construction industry for a very long time. Maybe still am, I don't know yet. And this is the general truth about it, at least from where I'm sitting, and what I've observed. Femons seem to play-act their jobs in the construction industry. It's all a novelty at first, and they get great amount of attention, but that wanes very fast. Then all of a sudden they're coming in late, or not coming in at all. And then, generally speaking, they disappear. Of course, that's because talking about it isn't the same as having to do it every day of the week, especially when the weather's bad, or the work is kind of shitty. Now, I know loads of friends who've hired femons. Give them a chance, you know. But none of them have ever stayed the course, according to my friends. Which causes a problem, because if you're on a deadline to get this building finished by a certain date, otherwise you'll have penalties, you need to rely on people coming in and doing their work. You see, femons just love virtual signaling, don't they? And there's a difference between doing the talk and doing the walk. Of course, femons will say they stop working there because of the male resistance there, and you know. Now, I've worked on building sites with femons working there, and I've not seen any of that at all. In fact, men go out of their way to help them. If there's any problem on the building site with them, it's them, because they believe they're better and more entitled. And the man she's working beside's probably done the job for 40 years, and she'll be telling him what to do and how to do it. Most femons on building sites alienate themselves. And for workers on a building site, it's what you can produce in a day. But that means every day, all week. Of course, the reality is finally getting through to femons, because there's not hardly any on building sites anymore now. Because they thought it was going to be a walk in the park. But they've realized that men's lives is never a walk in the park. Anyway, let me know what you think or any experiences you may have had. I'll be waiting for you.